This is CPR News. I'm Bozzy Kanani. In Colorado Springs, authorities say more than 100 new immigrants suspected of being in the country illegally were arrested early Sunday morning during a raid at an underground nightclub. The Drug Enforcement Administration says the club has been under investigation for several months for alleged activities, including drug trafficking and prostitution. The DEA says ICE took custody of those suspected of being in the country unlawfully. Also among those detained were a dozen active-duty military service members who were either patrons or working as armed security. Colorado's House could vote as soon as today to overturn a veto by Governor Jared Polis. Polis rejected a bipartisan bill meant to crack down on illegal activity over social media. Polis said he supported the goals of the effort, but he warned that the law would infringe on people's free speech and privacy rights and require social media platforms to act as law enforcement. The state Senate has already voted to override the veto. It will take two-thirds of the House to complete the process and turn the bill into law. Some good news on the roads in Colorado. Traffic deaths are down 21% this year. CPR's Ben Marcus has more.
Almost every category of traffic death is down this year, says Sam Cole, the safety manager for the Colorado Department of Transportation.
The simple answer is that people are driving more safely. They're not driving impaired quite as much. Their speeds are down. They're less distracted.
Cole credited changes to state law, like making it unlawful for drivers to hold their cell phones. The drop in deadly crashes in Colorado tracks national trends, with fatalities consistently declining since 2022. I'm Ben Marcus, CPR News.
You can find more news at CPR.org. Along the Front Range today, a little cooler than yesterday, but still a relatively warm spring day, highs in the mid-60s.